And, all right, just about six more here and we'll be done. If I had to, if my car got stuck in the snow in the wintertime and I had to get out the back, I would have had to do
push.
Okay. Or I had to get in front and
pull.
All right. And the past tense of push and pull.
Pushed and pulled.
Okay. Now, if you were going, from one town to another that were pretty close together, and it was a short distance, how would you tell that to someone? Would you say I'm going to go? Would you just say, oh, it's just a short piece or a short distance?
Not far.
Not far. Great. Okay. And how about for a longer distance?
Quite a ways.
Quite a ways. Okay. Okay.
That's several miles.
Okay, that's great.
I'd probably say quite a ways.
Okay, it's quite a ways. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's excellent. And if something is hard to find, we might say it's what? Like a mineral.
I'm probably lost. So you have something like that every little while.
You do have a good sense of humor. You really do. Would you ever use like a scarce?
I guess so. The jackrabbits are getting scarce in this country.
Okay, that's excellent. Now, this building right here is called a what?
Depot.
Okay. People would call it a depot. They wouldn't call it a train station or a railway station.
No.
Okay. And if you had two buildings on your farm that were kind of sitting like this to each other, they weren't horizontal and they weren't vertical to each other, but like this, you might say they're sitting kind of in what direction? Would you ever use the word catty-cornered?
Well, possibly.
Is that a word that you've used?
We've got one house that's been that north part of Julesburg is set straight with the rail, the rest of the Julesburg is set straight with the railroad.
Hmm.
The railroad doesn't go east and west through here.
Hmm. And what do they say? It's
well, I don't really know. But anybody speak about it, that house is sitting up here straight with the rail in the north part of town.
Hmm.
It's just about a break between north and south and east and west.
Hmm.
Your direction is just look at the map and
okay. Find
very much that way.
If you had a bucket or a pail that was sitting kind of lopsided on a hill, you might describe that as what?
Leaning.
Would you ever use anti-godlin?
No.
Is that a word you know? Is that a word you're familiar with?
I don't think it's local.
Okay. And what in this area when people are saying goodbye to each other, what do they say? Do they have a?
I suppose goodbye is most used.
Okay. The last thing I wanted to ask you was, tell me, since your family has lived in Sedgwick, or right outside, tell me about where does the name Sedgwick come from?
There was a General Sedgwick. It's in the Civil War.
Hmm.
And there's a Fort Sedgwick. Well, it's just about a mile south and a mile east, or half a mile east of Ovid. It used to be an old Fort Sedgwick. It was there at the time when they were building the railroad through here. They had government troops in there to protect the wagon trains and the workmen in the area. Another building through here.